How does acute short-term pain turn into chronic persistent pain?
We know that in people with psychological trauma, that young ages are more likely to have chronic pain later in life. But what we think is happening, and we've done a little bit of this, psychological trauma or some kind of a stressful event, it actually changes your immune system.
Why do early life experiences affect later life pain?
A lot of patients with fibromyalgia may have had early life stressors, or they may often, when they come to clinic presenting with fibromyalgia, they usually have a history of depression.
And do existing tools for measuring pain fall short?
Slowly but surely, our understanding of the basic mechanisms are light years ahead of where it was, and clinically an appreciation that babies do feel pain, young people do feel pain, it has a long-term consequence. So we can't just treat them as small adults, we need a specialist approach to managing pain at every part of the life course. We need to think about how we measure that pain and how we treat that pain.
Find out more in Pain Concerns April edition of Airing Pain.